And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
Let's get into it every Friday. I'm joined from bluebet.com.au by its proprietor Michael Sullivan for the latest in racing, sports betting tips and the like. G'day, Sully.
Good morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
And of course, the man that tries to find a winner almost exclusively unsuccessfully is Richard Callender. You are fruit out of season, my friend.
Listen, I didn't. Hey, hang on here. It didn't get beat last Saturday.
Yeah, what? There was no race.
I saw the race off just before it was about to win.
Yeah.
You know, when it did get beaten, though, Ray, on Wednesday, Canterbury.
I didn't like it on Wednesday, Michael.
Oh, how was it going to win a Saturday class race when it got beat midweek, you lunatic?
Oh, would have been gapped. They would have given it Winburn going past.
Yeah. Would have been a veterinary inspection to see what caused it.
Hey, Michael and Ray, I'm actually standing here at the sales looking at all these lovely horses. You don't want to take a small share, do you?
No, not under any circumstances. Not unless someone else is checking them out. End up with something with turned-in feet and a bruised fetlock.
Is that no good?
No good. Now, Michael, we've got some golf happening, and we've got Aaron Baddeley doing reasonably well. Bluebet looking after that. But are you betting on the Auckland Nines?
Yeah, absolutely, the Auckland Nines, Ray. And the home team favourites are the Warriors at 360, the Cowboys are 550, and then it's double figures, the Eels, the Sharks, the Panthers around $10 and $11. But the punters are saying that the Warriors, with the home ground advantage, are the favourites around the 360 mark.
You'd think he wouldn't be standing where the horses are clip-clopping past him. I've got to put the fader down. He's back there now. Can you move away from where the horses, like, you know, get to somewhere else?
He's not that agile, you know, right?
No, he's got one job to do. I mean, he's not working all week. At about 10 to 12 on a Friday, he's got one job to do and can't find himself where it's silent. What are you laughing about, you?
It wasn't actually the horse. It was my dad walking past.
Kenny. He must have been clicking his tongue like he normally does. Poor Deffy. All right, what about tomorrow? Ram, we've got some good racing. Got that English Classic, restricted to the horses sold at Inglis, and then a Group 3 race as well, Michael.
Yeah, great racing. It is truly the start of the carnival. The English race, I can tell you, the Chris Waller horse has been well back. Hasn't had a start yet, but trial very well. Wonderful story.
Mm.
Chris Waller, of course, takes all before him. It's been about 360 into 330. Trial very well on Monday, apparently. And over to the Eskimo Prince, which is the Group 3 race, there's been good money for Wolf Cry. It's been about $6 into $5.50 at Bluebet, Ray.
Okay. All right, Richard, let yourself loose on them. And let's try. Firstly, let's hope the race goes ahead. And if it doesn't go ahead, that it doesn't get beaten midweek as well. What do you got for us?
Hold on, Dad, can you just stop walking? Look, I think wonderful story. That two-year-old will be very hard to beat. I don't like Wolf Cry, Michael, so you just keep laying that one. I think we'll just get the money in the first, Ray. We just go bang, race one, number six, Allergic. It won last Saturday, and it'll win this Saturday, and then we can all enjoy...
Hang on, what happened to the rule it's got to be better than 5-2?
Well, what price is it?
Well, it's not 5-2, I don't think. Jay McDonald and John O'Shea...
7-4.
Yeah, well, there we go. He just doesn't listen. He's like Roman, he doesn't listen.
Can you tip a horse that's not ridden by Jay McDonald? I know he's the best jockey in Sydney.
Yeah, just have you got a backup plan for us here?
A backup plan?
Yeah, apart from that one, which will
race
win you.
3, number 9, Felines, trained by your mate Chris Lee.
Now, hang on a sec. Jay McDonald and, what, 6-4, Michael, or 5-4?
6-4, you got him one, Ray.
Oh, right. On that note, I'll leave you both.
Fractions, this bloke.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Ray, before I go, can I just say that I know a bloke that a mate of yours and a mate of Michael's have passed away, and I know all his family, they listen to the show every week, Colin Tyson, great man for racing.
And a wonderful friend for your dad, and a wonderful friend to everyone. I've got some wonderful Colin Tidy stories. I just wish I could tell them.
Absolute gentleman, Ray. Helped me out big time when I moved to Sydney from Brisbane 20 years ago. Yeah. Sadly missed.
And the funeral service, I think, on Monday. We'll tell people about that Monday morning.
Monday, 2 o'clock.
Thanks, mate. All the best, Michael.
Thanks, Ray. All the best.
Thanks, Richard. Don't buy a horse, will you? Particularly if you haven't got any credit rating.
See you, mate.
See you, pal. Richard Callender there out at the sales, and Michael Sullivan, the owner of Bluebet. And, of course, bluebet.com.au for true blue betting. 100% Australian owned. 1-800-797-066.